It's time for a Valley Talk program on this Tuesday, December 26th. Tuesday might be throwing some people off with, hopefully, many people having the day off yesterday. One of those that didn't have the day off and was our law enforcement officers. We saw, well, the good news is you weren't as busy as we're joined by, and the official title is Chief Deputy. Oh, let's turn your mic on there. There we go.
Yes.
And Mike Norland. And well, first, maybe give us a little background about you and how long you've been doing this for.
Sure. No, I'm Mike Norland. I've been in law enforcement for 23 years, all with Polk County here. Okay. I kind of started with the contract city in Fauston, and then kind of worked my way up on patrol and then investigations and then a supervisor. Now, Chief Deputy, so
okay,
kind of done a little bit of everything as far as law enforcement goes in Polk County.
And how important is that when, as you move up in the ranks, to have done all those other jobs, just to know what's going, how it works, and how it goes?
Yep, for me, I think it was very helpful because you kind of know every aspect. Obviously, it's been a while since I've done some things, but you always kind of fall back on your experience and of kind of what things have gone on. So it's been really good for me.
The hot topic throughout the area, I guess, last night and today is icy roads. And from the reports, it sounds like most people were pretty smart about it. But anytime you have the ice that we had, there's going to be some cars going in the ditch.
Absolutely. You know, we've been having some nice weather out, but right when it gets down to that freezing where it's rain, sleet, and those roads get really slick, and people just got to be really smart. And, you know, I think people, because it was Christmas yesterday, people kind of stayed home, which was maybe a good thing, and kind of watched the weather. But, yeah, it was pretty slick this morning, and I know that a few people went in the ditch last night and even this morning. So just it's very important to be diligent and make sure you watch what's going on and listen to the forecast and stuff like that, and be prepared.
And be ready for that ever-changing forecast. It's changed quite a bit just in the last 24 hours.
Oh, yeah, and we've been fortunate with warm weather, but we'll get the snow, we'll get the cold weather. It's coming. So, you know, the biggest thing for everybody is to start preparing if they haven't already. You know, get that winter survival kit in your cars. You know, what people ask all the time, what should I have? Big thing is make sure you have your cell phone. Everybody should have cell phones. Most people have cell phones these days, yeah. Right? And make sure you have a charger for it. So if it's going dead, you have something to charge it in your vehicle. If you take off, make sure you have your car full of gas too. Because if you do get unfortunate, you get slipped and get stuck in the ditch, it might be a while before we get to you. Because if the bad weather is out, well, it's bad for everybody. So, but make sure you have those blankets, the boots, jackets, gloves. Cell phone, or like I said, cell phone charger, flashlight, bottled water, snack, something that if you're going to be there a while, make sure you have. We tell people to have a red bandana. Why a red bandana or something like that to put outside so people maybe can see a little bit better.
Sure.
On your outside your window or on your card. So, and just some basic tools, sand or cat litter too. A good thing just for traction or be able to get out.
And some people will put tubes of sand in the back of if they have a pickup or something like that, and that can serve two purposes for
absolutely. Yep, traction, and give yourselves a little weight in the back, and you know that's a big thing because tires are spinning, and you know, you just never know which way you're going to go
when there is a blizzard. And it is as we get those quite a bit. What is the plan of attack for you as a sheriff's office? Because it's dangerous for you guys to go out in some of these situations. How do you go, you know, what, like you said, it could be a while before you're able to get to them, and you're not going to put yourselves in jeopardy if you can't see the front of your hood.
Correct. We do our best to get to everybody that we can, but obviously if you can't see the road, neither can we. And, you know, it gets really tricky, and if the roads aren't plowed, you know, it doesn't make any sense for us to then go and get stuck as well, because then now we're not able to respond to other places as well. So when we put out those advisories or warnings, or, you know, when we tell people to stay home, It's a good idea to do so, because if you do get stuck, you might be there for a while. And so we prepare as well, just to make sure we have all of our stuff in our vehicles and ready to go out and be out in cold weather, because we might be directing traffic on a crash scene or stuff like that. So,
and when you say no travel advised, you mean it. It's not strongly encourage people to stay off the roads.
Yep, and we don't put that out there very lightly, because people need to get places and stuff like that. So when we do say no travel advised, that means our deputies are already probably very busy with people in the ditch and on the road and stuck, and it's safe. Help them out as well, stay home in those times. Obviously, sometimes you have to go, but if you don't, please stay home.
What are some other tips that you'd like to pass along to the listeners?
Just some general ones for as far as if you do have to travel on these winter, make sure you tell somebody where you're going and when you get there. Just have that plan of attack, and so someone's at least has some idea of what you're doing. There's a lot of snow plows out there too, so make sure you're paying attention to snow plows and being very safe. I think they had in the state of Minnesota, I saw here just a little bit ago, 300 some crashes. Oh no, 72 crashes involving snow plows last year. So if we can reduce that to zero, that would be great. But just check on the weather, check that 411, which is the state of Minnesota a website where you can go on and see what the weather, what the road conditions are. They update those pretty quick. So that's always a great website to go to.
And you can even see camera views too. So if you say, might not be bad, and then you can look at the camera view and say, maybe it is pretty bad.
And sometimes that's deceiving as well, because, if maybe Highway 2 is okay, but some of the county roads might just be totally plowed or snow covered and visibility down to zero, because this road from Crookston to East Grand Forks, that's probably the worst one, in our area at least, for travel, because it a little bit of snow and a little bit of wind, zero visibility is pretty easy to come up.
And that's the thing with Highway 2 between Crookston and East Grand Forks, and then Highway 200 between Ada and the North Dakota border.
Oh yeah,
that seems, and obviously I think that's in Norman County, but those two stretches seem to be two of the worst and probably the most closed in the country, outside of the mountains anyway.
Yeah, we talked to some of the sheriff's offices in other parts of the state, and up here is pretty bad, and down south when you get to I-90, I guess they have some really doozies down there. So
When you do, as you said, to let people know ahead of time if you are planning on traveling somewhere, so they can expect you or at least keep in touch with them. And obviously you want to be hands-free if you're calling or talking to them while you're going, or the important thing is having that water, blanket, maybe a candy bar as well, and stopping at a gas station, fill up before you leave and get some snacks just in case too.
Absolutely, have that handy, because we've come a lot of times we've come across people that maybe been there for a couple hours, and at least you have that warmth. Stay warm. If you don't have to get out of your vehicle, don't stay in your vehicle. That's why it's good to have that cell phone, so at least somebody knows where you're at, and somebody will hopefully come and get you. The tow truck drivers are busy this time of the year, and they might be backed up a little bit because of everybody in the ditch. So
chances are, if there's a winter storm warning or a blizzard warning, the tow trucks are going to be, and you're in the ditch, chances are you're not the only one too. So
correct.
And is there a rule of thumb when you are in the ditch to keep the car running? Just with the exhaust, is there anything that they should be concerned about?
Keep your exhaust clear if you can. Get outside, make sure there's no snow covering your exhaust. Keep your warm. If you're down low on gas, you might have to turn it off for a little bit, turn it back on. But it's always good to keep your vehicle running, just stay warm. And that's why it's good to have blankets and coats and everything ahead of time. Booster cable is a good thing as well.
Sure. And it's nice you are out of the wind in the car, so that helps significantly too. So any other tips that you want to pass along?
No, just some other, obviously check in the weather, because it's ever changing as we saw. But even when you're at home, you know, be safe for indoor winter safety as well, because everybody, you know, it's cold and outside, so you want to stay warm inside. You have your doors closed, windows closed, but you have fireplaces maybe going, or candles, or other things where maybe carbon monoxide might be a hazard. So just make sure you have your fire detector, NCO, this carbon monoxide detector working as well. So
is obviously one of the hard things for a law enforcement officer or fire department is to come to where a home there is a fire there, and I'm sure that is never easy and to deal, because all those memories and different. I mean, that's there's a lot of stuff in there that could be damaged.
Absolutely, and that's you know obviously our safety is and the people living there, their safety is the main thing. Things can be replaced, but obviously memories and all that stuff in the house. So it's very hard to see somebody with a fire or lose their house, and then trying to find them places to stay for at least the night and help them out as much as we can.
And having those alarms can help limit any damage that there is.
Yep, and getting, you know, the sooner you hear about something or see something, you hopefully things can be taken care of quickly. So,
and of course, the carbon monoxide detector, that is literally a life-saving alarm. We hear, you know, the fire department will be called, there'll be a faulty detector, but at the same time, the good news is that the fire department will help or tell them replace the batteries, because so that alarm going off actually could save you in the down the road too.
Absolutely. Yep. That's always good to keep the battery in it and get it hooked up and make sure everything's working right. Because even if it's a false alarm, at least it's working.
Yeah, exactly. Other items?
I don't think I have much more other than, you know, you see up in Red Lake where ice isn't the best up there. So make sure you have a plan of attack if you're going out fishing on the lakes as well, because it might be pretty thick in your area, but maybe somewhere else it might not be. And as we saw up in Red Lake, when the wind's blowing, that those sheets of ice move. So just make sure you have a plan of attack as well if you go out onto the ice, and be safe. That'd be the worst thing for us to go and try to rescue somebody that's fallen through. And we have had it happen, and hopefully people have a good plan of attack before they go out there.
This probably doesn't have to be said, but try not to land an airplane on the ice either.
Yeah, do not do that if you can avoid it at all costs.
As you said, the rivers, you never know with the ice there. So that's always, the river is a tough place to get a good gauge of where the ice is, especially with the current.
And you know, it might be frozen over, but you never know how fast that water is moving underneath that ice. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you just never know. So just be, like I said, be safe and have a plan. At least have tools that help you.
How was 2023 for the Polk County Sheriff's Office?
It was all right. It was, I think we had close to the same calls for service as usual for the year. You know, our guys are out there, a lot of traffic, and trying to keep the road safe. And, you know, a lot of transports. We are all over the state and into North Dakota and picking people up on warrants or whatever. So our guys are on the road a lot for transport and stuff like that. So,
and they're on the road a lot because Polk County is a very expansive county as far as territory goes. And so does that create, I don't want to say problems, but it creates challenges, I would imagine.
Yeah, so we try to cover as much as we can, but obviously if there's a major call going on, you know, it might take a few of our officers away from their area. So our, you know, we try to make as quick as we can get to places, but yeah, it makes it challenging when you're traveling across the county, which is, you know, 80 some miles long and however, you know, so.
And with that being said, you have Crookston, East Grand Forks. What other communities have a police officer in town?
Foston has a police department. There are some smaller towns that have maybe part-time, Climax or Fisher, but Foston, Crookston, East Grand are the full-time police department. So.
And so you are the law enforcement in a lot of these communities as well?
Correct.
The only law enforcement.
Yep. And so. Schools, we cover a lot of the schools, Fisher, Climax, Fertile, Winnemac. So it's we got a lot of area to cover.
And you are originally from, if you don't...
From Fertile.
So. Fertile.
I grew up in Fertile.
Okay.
So you know, the county.
you know this neck of the woods. And how important is that? Is that good or bad, being from the area? I suppose you have had to bump into people, pull over somebody that you know, or...
Yep. It's always, you know, I'm fortunate that the interactions that I've had with people in especially around Fertile, and you know, it's got a lot of good people there. And but yeah, you every once in a while run into maybe your classmates or people you know, and maybe not the best situations, but you know, but that's all right. It's at least they know that we're here for them as well, and trying to provide as much security and safety in this county as we can.
Well, that's the thing. They know that if they if they were speeding, they know they were. So it's sort of a I hope that's the way most people are. But anything else you'd like to add to the listeners before we let you go?
No, I just hope everybody had a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year coming up here. So, you know, hope 2024 is very treats everybody well. So.
Yep, and hopefully we want you to not be as busy.
That would be all right.
Yeah, one of the fire department, some of the ones we don't want to be working too much. So, well, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. Thanks for everything you do to keep Polk County safe. And Polk County Sheriff's Chief Deputy Mike Norland, we thank you for stopping by, and have a happy New Year as well.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
That is our Valley Talk program for today. Coming up tomorrow, we are going to have Chris Boyk from the Crookston Public Library. And then on the 28th, we'll have Tom Anderson and Carolina Alfonso from the Karen Share. And then on the 29th, we'll have Fire Chief Shane Heldstab, and also Crookston Police Officer and Crookston Fireman Derek Cox. Derek Cox was named the Firefighter of the Year for 2023 in Crookston, so we'll have them on the 29th. So that is our schedule here for the rest of the week on our Valley Talk program. And thank you. Yep. And let's see. I think we have a couple minutes here. We can quick get a song on before we get into our world and national news. And here's the Chiffons with He's So Fine on KROX.
Doolang, doolang, doolang. Doolang, doolang. He's so fine.